following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's this. I'm on my way. I'll get the door. Just a second. Yes, sir?
Mr. Sales?
You're looking at him.
Ooh, how dare you look like that? I just ate breakfast.
Well, what can I do for you?
It's my wife. She thinks she's a corned beef sandwich.
Your wife thinks she's a corned beef sandwich? Well, why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
I'm sorry, but we don't deliver.
All right. It's not raining inside. Everybody going to have a good time. I want you to settle back and relax. Because here we go on the Moldy Oldie Show. And it's going to be a beautiful time. And you know why? Because you're beautiful. And you know why? Just look in the mirror. So everybody, sing along. And here we go now. Count it off, girl. Everybody.
I do. I want to dance.
Home of the most civilized erotica in the world, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales with Dalby Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the man who invented cinnamon-flavored dental floss, Soupy Sales! Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much, everybody, and welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show, and I hope you all had a good Independence Day. Yeah. We've got a great show for you today. We've got songs that went to number one, music from this week in Moldy Oldie history, and since this is the July 4th weekend, we've got some Moldy Oldie songs about America for you. And how are you today, Ray?
Oh, I'm really fine, Scoop. How you doing? I called you last night, but your service said you were out.
Yeah, see, our producer, Ben Manila, invited me to his cousin's wedding.
Oh, how was it?
Well, it was really sort of interesting. It was a punk wedding, and they had it down in Greenwich Village.
A punk wedding. Yeah. I bet that was interesting.
Yeah, and as the couple walked down the aisle, all their friends threw handfuls of dirt at them. Oh, listen, I also want to say happy birthday to Diane.
Oh, yeah, she's our engineer, Jean Garn's girl.
Yeah, and Jean's crazy about her. You know, he gave her a beautiful cake last night that had I Love You, Diane, you know, on it. It cost Jean
$75. $75. That's a lot of money to pay for a cake.
Well, not really. The cake only cost Gene $5. The other $70 was for having his typewriter cleaned.
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Only in America. And a kid without a cent, get a break and maybe grow up to be president. Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah. Would a classy girl like you fall for a poor boy like me? Only in America. And a kid who's watching a car take a giant step and reach right up and touch the stars. In America, could a dream like this come true? Could a guy like me start with nothing and end up with
song originally written for the Drifters, but they never released it. Only in America by Jay and the Americans from 1963. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Soupy. It's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. What's new?
Well, I just got back from Buffalo.
Uh-huh. How was your trip?
Fine. You know, I love flying.
Yeah, they must love you on that plane.
Well, stewardesses are fun people. They love us.
Yeah. Have you ever figured out why you're so popular?
Yes. Anyone with a smile on their face and a sparkle in their eyes and 300 little bottles of liquor in her pantry can always be fun.
Yes. I guess when you hear a pop, it's a cork coming out of a bottle in first class.
Or a passenger coming out of a seat in tourist class.
So long, Shirley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Baby.
first top three single for the Beach Boys, Surfin' USA, from 1963. Before that, Chuck Berry and Back in the USA, a top 40 hit from 1959. We're celebrating the 4th of July here on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. And what would a Moldy Oldie Show be without words of wisdom?
That's right.
Words of wisdom to live by, to think by, to go by. All right. And hear the words of wisdom. They're very important, and we want you to pay close attention to them. They go like this.
Good.
You show me a man who dresses up like a small boat, and I'll show you a guy who's a little dinghy. Now, what do I mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
All right.
What I mean is that I can't say enough nice things about boats. Canoe? Excuse me for barging in. But even though I look pooped, I'll deck the first guy who would rudder bow to substandard remarks. And I'm very serious. By golly. Now, all this boat talk may sound a little stern, so think about it, and we can port good friends. And you do that, I love you and give you a big kiss.
Let me be.
That went to number one in 1970. Right. The Guess Who and American Woman. Yeah. And on this holiday weekend, I'm glad we had a chance to salute the American Woman here on the Moldy Oldie Show. So you stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a San Diego secretary who was picked the loser of the year when she recently went to a funeral and caught the bouquet.
And we got number one from this week in Moldy Oldie history. We'll hear Snoopy's favorite Rolling Stones song.
Oh, yeah.
When Snoopy sells, Moldy Oldies continues.
Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Today's Chevrolet and Tough Chevy Trucks. Nothing works like a Chevy truck.
It's like they say, sometimes you see things with your own eyes that are still hard to believe. Like a river that runs uphill or a turnip the size of a bowling ball. Now, take full-size pickups. You'll see something that's hard to believe. Like a V8 truck that costs you less than a truck with a six. Sounds crazy. But it's true. A full-size half-ton Chevy pickup equipped with a V8 actually costs less than a Ford with a six. $147 less. Chevy with a V8, $147 less than a Ford with a six. So ask yourself, would you rather have the Ford or the Chevy? Answer's simple. Unless you don't care about money.
Price is based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices for a Chevy half-ton pickup with available V8 and a base half-ton Ford pickup. Levels of equipment will vary.
A Chevy V8 for less than a six. You can see it with your own eyes at your Chevy dealers now.
If you think the weather's going to be hot this summer, wait till you meet Holden Snyder. He's young, he's handsome, and his specialty is capturing hearts.
Hey, let's make a date. Just you and me for every weekday this summer. I promise an hour in the afternoon will have you dreaming all night. So come on, you know where to find me.
You'll find Holden on As the World Turns, weekdays at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
Sparkling, bubbly, uncivilized. Champel for party animals.
Champel Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Welcome back. And here's the host of Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldies, Snoopy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much, everybody. Hey, right now, we've got songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history.
Right.
Hey, and this segment of the show is brought to you by our own number one, Vito, and Vito's famous teenager school. Hey, you want to have a color TV and hair to match?
Yeah.
Want to be able to eat fast food faster than the fast food is made?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time teenager?
Well
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous teenager school, where they're motto is, it's really very simple. Just wake up and there's a pimple. At Vito's famous teenager school, you'll learn how to go 2 months without taking a shower, then clean yourself with sandpaper. You'll also learn 10 surefire excuses to tell your parents when you go out to the movies and come home 6 months later. As a future teenager, you'll receive Vito's famous five-piece teenager's kit, which includes 4 hairbrushes and the phone number of a girl named Bambi. You'll also be given the addresses of 5 drive-in theaters where you can attend with no clothes.
Yeah.
Vito's famous teenager school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
My friends all tell me, go to him, run to him. Say sweet, nasty things to him and tell him. He's the one. Deep in my heart, I know it, but it's so hard to show it, cause it's easier. Easier said than done. My buddies tell me, fly to him, fly to him. Tell him I would die for him and tell him. He gives me a feeling that sets my heart a reeling, yet it's easier. Easier said than done. Well, I know, I hope that I love him so, but I'm afraid that you'll never know. Because I guess so timid and shy. He's fine when I look him in the eye. I'll tell me things you can swim with him and just do anything for him. Tell him.
That's the Essex and Easier Said Than Done. Number one from this week in 1963. When that hit number one, all the members of the band were in the Marine Corps and stationed at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Superfly. It's me, Sadie.
Hi, Sadie, and I think you are.
You know you shouldn't make fun of me. I came to see you at the Claridge in Atlantic City.
Yeah, did you have a good time?
I love that Claridge. It has the nicest dice tables I've ever passed out under.
Sadie, what are you doing drinking this early in the day?
I had a fight with my old man. He's become a real drag.
Yeah, so is Milton Berle. But listen, he's got to have some redeeming features.
Well, he has. You know, he does the washing and ironing.
Uh-huh, well, what's bad about that?
Nothing, but it's a hell of a price to pay for laundry. See you, Super.
Bye-bye, Sadie.
I'm
This week in 1967, The Association and Wendy. And before that, a number one from this week in 1965, The Rolling Stones and Satisfaction. I still love that one. That's got to be my favorite Stone song.
Believe it or don't.
Husbands are like cars. If you take care of them, you don't have to get a new one all the time.
Number one from this week in 1970.
61, quarter to three by Gary U.S. Bonds, whose real name is Gary Anderson. I know that Gary U.S. Bonds was a big influence on Bruce Springsteen, and we're lucky to have with us today another man who was also an influence on Bruce. He's an accomplished musician and a great performer. He's my friend. He's a leader of the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join me in a nice round of applause for Daryl B. Mordecai? Yeah, Daryl.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Super.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, if Bruce, I told him to get rid of the accordion and pick up the guitar, you know, everything else.
Well, yeah. I tell you, you know. I know you're very friendly with Gary U.S. Bonds.
You know, this is such an amazing coincidence to me, Mr. Sue, because I just saw Gary around a quarter to three this afternoon over at the Russian Tea Room. Yeah.
You and Gary had lunch at the Russian Tea Room?
No. Gary's a bartender over there. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah. No, he was having some lunch with some record producers and stuff, you know.
You didn't have lunch with him?
No, I was lunching with Dino De Laurentiis.
Dino De Laurentiis?
Yeah.
The big movie producer?
That's the guy.
What were you two talking about?
Well, you see, he's trying to... maybe I could use your advice on this one. Yeah. He's trying to get me to star in a new motion picture that he's putting together, you know. It's called Gandhi Goes Hawaiian. It's kind of the fun side of Gandhi's life, you know.
And don't tell me he wants you to play Gandhi, right?
No. He wants me to play Gandhi's wisecracking American sidekick, King Cobra. Yeah.
King Cobra?
Yeah, that's right. He's the pimp with the heart of gold. He met old Gandhi out in Vegas, you know.
I see.
Yeah. It's a wild thing.
Well, tell me, are you going to take the part?
Well, you know, I told him that, you know, I said to him, listen, Dino, baby, I reserve the right to do the total rewrite of the script, you know.
Well, you don't know how to write a script.
Well, so what? I don't know how to act either, you know. I mean, what, if you're going to go for it, you might as well go for it, you know.
Well, tell me, Gerald, why do you think he picked you for the part?
Well, you see, Mr. Soup, the character is also a vampire.
Gandhi's sidekick is a vampire?
Well, you know, it's the 80s. You know, they got to put a lot of stuff in for the kids. They're the MTV generation, you know.
I know. Well, you still didn't tell me how Dino selected you for the part.
Well, I started to tell you. See, he was looking for a vampire, right? So he came up and saw the band when we were playing for Annie Get Your Gun in the Ohio Dinner Theater, you know.
So
he looked down in the pit, and he said, this is a band? Yeah. It looks more like an open grave.
Yeah.
Well, I got mad and bit him on an angle. Bingo! He want me for the part.
So tell me, when do you start?
Well, as soon as the script is ready, we begin shooting.
And when will the script be ready?
As soon as I finish writing it.
I see, but when do you think that might be?
Well, that's going to be as soon as I buy a typewriter.
And when will you do that?
Well, as soon as you lend me $200.
Play, Daryl.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Coming up next, a musical look at this week in history when Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldie Show returns.
Come on up to the back. Share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Taste
Kent with Kent and his best. Come on up to the best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
I'm a dancer, and nothing is more important to me than my feet. That's why I use Tenactin. At least athlete's foot is one thing I don't have to worry about.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
When you're serious about your feet, you have to use Tenactin.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
Welcome back to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, right now we're going to take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. Ray, what have you got for us?
All right, Soupy. It was this week in 1960. Scientists at Hughes Aircraft developed the first laser beam.
Also, that week in history was the 102nd birthday of Seymour Simon, inventor of the Carly bearing his name.
All right, it was this week in 1964 when the first Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night, opened.
By the way, the Beatles themselves didn't see the film until 4 days later.
And that same week, 9 years ago, artist Leonard Merkel engraves a likeness of Pat Boone on the top of a vanilla cone.
And it was this week in 1968, Eric Clapton announced the breakup of Cream, rock's first supergroup.
Oh, also that week in history was the 87th birthday of Frank Buck, inventor of the teeth bearing his name. Telstar from the Tornadoes. It was this week in 1962 that the world's first communication satellite, Telstar, relayed its first live telecast from continent to continent. I'll get it. Hello?
Snoopy, baby, it's me, Murray.
Hey, it's Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray D.A.
Listen, what's new, Murray?
Well, I went to a fortune teller today to see if she could tell me, you know, anything about what lies ahead in your showbiz future.
Really? That sounds like an interesting experience.
Well, it was a bad experience.
How come?
Well, near the end, she really teed me off.
Got you angry, huh? How come?
She wouldn't bill me. She wanted me to pay in advance.
Well, why wouldn't she bill you?
She said, I'll give you credit, but I know what you're thinking, so why not just pay me now?
Goodbye, Mary.
Love you, babe.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. Son, that guy you fooling, wish he ain't up with you, but that's all right.
Elvis Presley, and that's all right. That was Elvis' first record, and he recorded it this week in 1954. Come on, who's at the door? I'll get the door right. Just a second, I'm on my way. Oh, it's just a second. Oh,
hey, you guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
Hey, it's Marvin the Barber. How are you, Marvin?
Marvin is fine. Is Snoopy fine?
Snoopy is fine.
I'm so glad to be on the best comedy show on the air with the world's greatest comedian.
Skip that, Marvin.
Why, after rehearsing it so much?
What can I do for you, Marvin?
Just came in to give you a trim.
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
I've heard that song before, and I'm going out of my mind.
Well, try to calm down, Marvin.
Gary Collins, he's doing Miss America. He called me. He said, Marvin, it's Gary. I'm doing Miss America. I said, you should be Miss America. You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
White Fox. I used to do his hair. He called me. He's doing Mrs. America now. He says that to me.
I know.
I said, I know. He says, cut my hair up there, please. I care. I said, let me cut it and leave. And you know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Bob Barker. He hosts the Miss Universe comments. I said, I love girls, Bob, and I like the girls. You know what he says to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he says, I like the girls too, Marvin. I like the girls too.
Marvin, I don't need a haircut.
All right, Snoopy, no problem, Bob.
Marvin, is that my umbrella you have?
Yeah, I borrowed it when I went outside. Do you mind?
No, but why are you wearing my new raincoat?
I didn't want your new sports jacket to get wet.
Get out of here, Marvin.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Broken in the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Broken in the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. To think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Now, I'm on that. One, two, three.
Number five from the summer of 1973, Drift Away. Dobie Gray got a gold record for that song this week in 1973. Hey, stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a lady from Cincinnati who went into a grocery store and bit into an apple as a computer salesman called the police for ruining his machine.
And don't touch that dial, because coming up next, it's Soupy's Joke of the Day. When the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show continues.
Back where I come from, people swear by V8 pickups. Only question ever was, do you buy a Ford or do you buy a Chevy? Now, take a full-size Ford equipped with a V8 and a full-size Chevy equipped with a V8. Under both hoods, 8 cylinders. But check out the prices and you're going to see a big difference. That V8 Chevy pickup is priced $688 less than the V8 Ford. Well, you heard me right. $688 less. V8 to V8. Well, I figured you can buy the Ford and give them that $688, or you can buy the V8 Chevy and keep that money where it belongs, right in your own pocket.
Price comparisons based on manufacturer's suggested retail prices for base half-ton pickups with available V8. Levels of equipment will vary.
Lean on Chevy and spend that extra money on yourself.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. They can't drink Canada's. Come on up to the best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Only Show. We're about to hear some one-hit wonders, but first, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and I hear that it's Phil Everly's favorite, too.
Yes,
it's time for Soupy's Joke of the Day.
All right. Thank you, gang. All right. Okay. There's a big game preserve over in Africa, you know?
Yeah.
And one day they bring a hyena over from another game part, you know, where they keep the animals.
Yeah.
And the gorillas, they're sort of the host there. And they send him out to take charge, and he introduces himself to the hyena, and he says, "I'm in charge here." And he says, "I'm going to give you a tour, and I'll show you what we do here at this big game reserve." And he says, and they're walking down the jungle, you know, and he says, "Over there," he says, "there are the trees and where we graze on the grass there." And he says, "Over here," he says, "there's the big thing of water where we all meet 5 o'clock and we drink and we talk about the day's activities." And he's showing them the different things. And all of a sudden, as they walking through the jungle, the gorilla says to him, he says, "Now you see the lion over there? He's the king of the jungle. We do not mess with him. Whatever he does and says goes."
Right.
And the hyena sort of, you know, shrugs and sort of laughs and says, "Are you kidding?" And he says, "Watch this." And he walks over to the lion. Now the lion is gnawing on a carcass, you know, and the hyena walks over, and he grabs the carcass from the lion and slaps the lion in the face with his paw, see? And all of a sudden, the lion looks up, and he jumps up, and he grabs the hyena by his tail, and he hits that hyena against a tree trunk about 13 times, you know? And he jumps up and down on him, and he stomps on him, and he walks away with the carcass in his mouth. And the gorilla comes over, you know, and he says, "Are you all right?" And the hyena says, "Am I all right?" He says, "Why didn't you come over and help me?" And the gorilla says, "Help you?" He said, "The way you were laughing, I thought you were winning."
Gonna show how much I love her. I let her know one way or the other.
The song was produced by the Beatles and features John, Paul, and George as musicians.
Yeah.
The Silky and a Beatles song, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, from 1965. Hey, stick around now, because coming up in our next hour, I'll be interviewing a Boston housewife who accused her husband of dating an elephant just because he came home one night with peanuts on his breath.
Yeah.
Still to come, famous birthdays and a salute to that wonderful year, 1970. When the Sylvie Sells Molly Oldie Show continues.
Welcome back to the Sylvie Sells Molly Oldie Show. This hour, a tearful and shocking story about a couple who adopt another pizza after they've eaten their first one. And now, here's the man who never stir fries on a first date.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, this hour we're going to celebrate famous birthdays. And if it's your birthday this week, we've got some astrological advice for you. But right now we've got a salute to our featured year, 1970. And this segment is brought to you by a guy who's been in business since 1970, Vito. And brought to you by Vito's famous handyman school. Hey, you want to be able to fix a door, a window, and a ticket?
Yeah.
Want to earn $200,000 a year using nothing but a hammer, a saw, and a Saturday night special?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time handyman?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous handyman school, where their motto is, we fix broken doors or broken homes, whichever pays more. At Vito's famous handyman school, you'll learn how to repair a leaky faucet by mail.
Yeah.
You'll learn the easy way to nail a window, nail a railing, and nail a husband who's fooling around with the maid.
Yeah.
Get absolutely free Vito's 35-piece toolkit, which includes a quarter and the phone numbers of 34 other handymen who can do the job better.
Uh-huh.
Get a free copy of Vito's Handyman's Guide titled, When There's Trouble, Always Charge Double.
Uh-huh.
Vito's famous handyman school is as near as your phone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
We'll
Massachusetts. That's Norman Greenbaum and a top three song from our featured year, 1970, Spirit in the Sky.
Yeah.
Hey, now let's take a look at what's on TV this coming week.
All right.
All right. Oh, you know what? Lassie reruns.
Oh, Lassie.
To further show how clever Lassie is, Timmy teaches Lassie how to do the family banking since she already left a deposit on the rug. How about this? Love Boat. When special guest star Burt Park stands on the upper deck and sings the Miss America song, three great white sharks get sick to their stomach. Oh, how about this? A Family Feud holiday special.
That's good.
Host
That's
Richard good. Dawson kisses 25 department store Santas and is immediately arrested by the Vice Squad dressed in elf costumes. How about this? The Miss North Pole beauty pageant.
Oh, we like that.
55 contestants in whale skin coats and boots parade before a panel consisting of Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, who picked the winner by feeling their congeniality.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
went to number four in the summer of our featured year, 1970. Simon and Garfunkel and Cecilia.
No.
I'll get the door. When is it the door? Just a second. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Just,
Oh, hiya, fellas. It's Jerry with the coffee wagon.
Here he comes. It's Jerry. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm a victim of psychostan.
Oh, yeah? What's wrong?
I think I'm catching a cold.
Yeah, it is going around, but don't let it get the best of you. Let me make a suggestion.
Sign it.
Just say over and over, I don't have a cold. I don't have a cold.
I tried that already.
What happened?
I don't know. I sneezed so loud, I didn't hear what I was saying.
Well, are you feeling sick?
Well, my limbs feel funny, and I'm shaking like a leaf.
Yeah, are you going to see a doctor?
I think I need a tree surgeon.
Listen, see a doctor, Jerry.
The last time I saw a doctor, he said, how would you like me to take your tonsils out?
Yeah, and what'd you say?
I said, shiny, take them to the World Fair. They've never been there.
Well, now, don't take your throat being sore so lightly.
I know. My uncle died of throat trouble.
He did?
Yeah, they hung him.
Heard the coffee, Jerry. Sorry. My uncle died of throat trouble.
And so, the week is done, and I'm so glad, not in a sly way. I lived another week, and I can know I did it my way. A man is just a man, and if I can, say in a shy way, it's been a ball, I'll try to call you from the highway.
That's a great poem, Jerry. Did you write them yourself?
Sign me. Rub,
Jerry, why do you keep barking like a dog?
I do that to keep the elephants away.
Well, that's ridiculous. There are no elephants in this building.
You see, it works.
Would you get out of here?
It works.
Thank you.
for the Supremes after Diana Ross left the group. Up the Ladder to the Roof. It hit number two in the spring of our featured year, 1970. Hey, don't go anywhere now, because coming up in our next segment, we'll be talking to Lorenzo Cotton, inventor of the swab bearing his name.
And still to come, records released this week in Moldioli history. And we'll meet the Duke of Earl when the Soupy Sales Moldioli Show continues.
Come on up to the bat, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's. Saint Kansas, Canada's best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
We could talk till we're blue in the face about how effective a medicine Bactine is, but that's not important to your kids.
Mommy, I sprained my knee and it hurts.
We could tell you that among leading first aid sprays, Bactine is unsurpassed in infection protection, but that's not important to your kids.
Will this fix it?
Kids don't care how well Bactine kills germs. They like it because its lidocaine helps the hurt stop hurting.
Feels better, Mom.
Bactine is tough medicine with a tender touch. Use as directed.
Haven't you had it up to here with sugar-free this, sugar substitute that? You know, you can't fake the real thing. And the real thing is real sugar. Sugar's pure, sugar's natural. And in case you forgot, sugar has only 16 calories a teaspoon. Only 16. Come on, who needs artificial ingredients when you can have real sugar? Pure, sure, 16-calorie sugar. It's always been the best. It still is.
Sponsored by the Sugar Association, Incorporated.
And we're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. All right. Now we've got some famous birthdays to celebrate.
Oh, really? Who was born this week?
Well, Robbie Robertson of the Band.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl.
All right. Hey.
Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
Bill Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringo were all born this week.
All right. Yeah. Now, what if some of our listeners were born this week? What have you got for them?
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah. All right.
If you were born this week, you were born on the sign of Chrysler.
Oh.
So when you're having breakfast, drink a cup of hot Ayacoca. If you plan to hold up a Chinese restaurant today, just walk in and say, "Give me all your money to go." Your health picture looks great. However, the Polaroid pictures from the office party could mean trouble. And finally, if you were born on this day, you'll attract a lot of attention at work. So take the live vulture off your shoulder before you start typing. And to all of you, from all of us here on the Moldy Oldie Show, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Phonograph. Yeah. That was Ringo's first number one after the Beatles broke up. Ringo was born Richard Starkey Jr. this week in 1940 in Liverpool. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Sayers.
Yes.
It's Julian.
Yeah, Julian, how are you?
Why, you know,
yes, I know, Julian. I knew you're my driver, Julian.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very good. The show's sounding very nice
well,
today.
Well, thank you.
Listen, Mr. Sayers, yeah. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be just a tiny little bit late today.
Well, why this time?
Well, you see, I took on a new part-time job.
What kind of a part-time job?
Well, I took a job at the new bartender school.
Bartender school? What kind of job is that?
Oh, it's the best job in town. I get to drink the mistakes.
Nothing can stop
you, Father,
but you the bird.
You, Father,
and you are my girl. And
you,
no
Father,
one can hurt you.
You, Father,
oh, no.
You,
yes, I am. Oh, 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 oh. Come on, let me pull you, darling. Cause I will do for you.
Duchess
of Earth,
I'll
walk through my dukedom,
and
a paradise we will share. Yes, I am. Oh, I will love you. Oh, no, nothing can stop me now. Cause I'm the Duke of
play.
See you later, alligator. Yeah. Number six from 1956 for Bill Haley and the Comets. Bill Haley was born William Clifton Haley this week in 1925 in Highland Park, Michigan. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get it. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a second.
Door. Ooh,
Clara, my favorite cleaning lady. How are you today? Oh, gracias.
Gracias. But you have the dirty studio.
Clara, please, you cannot get in here because I'm on the air. I'm doing a show.
Wait a minute. Stop the music. Yeah. You're on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air.
Oh, I get to be a celebrity because I have a joke for you.
Okay, tell us a joke.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Frank Footer.
Frank Footer who?
Frank Footer memory. I get the job, yes?
No.
I'm angry. Oh, I'm going to clean up.
You're not going to clean, Claire, because we've got the show. Claire, please, get your car.
Wait.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. Three conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kansas Key and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, the freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Any appointing, no one keeping score. As the paper bag that holds the bottle, feel the wheels rumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of foaming porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babies asleep, rock you to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that calls the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news.
1972 by Arlo Guthrie, the City of New Orleans. That was his only chart hit. Arlo was born July 10th, 1947, in Coney Island, New York. Hey, now don't go anywhere because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a lady from Oklahoma City who has a most unusual job. She's a telephone operator in a Chinese laundry. Every hour she has to ring the towels.
And we'll hear a Jim Morrison poem that went all the way to number one. When the Soupy Cell, the Moldy Oldie Show, continues.
It's like they say, sometimes you see things with your own eyes that are still hard to believe, like a river that runs uphill or a turnip the size of a bowling ball. Now, take full-size pickups. You'll see something that's hard to believe. Like a V8 truck that costs you less than a truck with a six? Sounds crazy, but it's true. A full-size half-ton Chevy pickup equipped with a V8 actually costs less than a Ford with a six. $147 less. Chevy with a V8, $147 less than a Ford with a six. So ask yourself, would you rather have the Ford or the Chevy? Answer's simple, unless you don't care about money.
Prices based on a comparison of manufacturer's suggested retail prices for a Chevy half-ton pickup with available V8 and a base half-ton Ford pickup. Levels of equipment will vary.
A Chevy V8 for less than a six. You can see it with your own eyes at your Chevy dealers now.
The firemen have to deal with heat all the time. By now I'm used to it. But when the burning and itching of athlete's foot flares up, I can't stand it.
Nothing relieves the itching and burning of athlete's foot faster than Tenactin. And with daily use of Tenactin powder, you may never get athlete's foot again.
I've put out a lot of fires, but Tenactin helped me put out the burning of athlete's foot.
Use your head when it comes to your feet. Use Tenactin, the number one cure for athlete's foot. Use only as directed.
Uncivilized. Champel, for party animals.
Champel Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
We're back now on the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, we've got the further adventures of Philo Kvetch coming right up, but first, let's listen to some songs released this week in Moldy Oldie history.
This segment of the show
is brought to you by Astro Hair. Hey, if you're a sports fan and losing your hair, then here's an exciting announcement from Big Top, the makers of the revolutionary new hairpiece called Astro Hair. Actually made from leftover AstroTurf from America's top football and baseball stadium. Imagine the fun of sitting in front of your TV set while sitting under a beautiful head of Astro Hair from Big Top. Astro Hair comes in six different colors, all green, and also comes in six different prices, all expensive. Each AstroTurf hairpiece has a portion of the 50-yard line on it with actual spike marks to impress your friends.
Really?
So send for your Astro Hair piece today and keep in step with the sports world. Caution, AstroTurf will catch on fire if worn to a porno movie. Therefore, ask for prices on the pocket-sized battery-powered fire extinguisher.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. We walking down the street like you every eye see me. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels fly? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
That was the second number one for The Doors, Hello, I Love You. It was based on a poem Jim Morrison wrote one day on the beach in Venice, California. The song was released this week in 1968.
Remember that.
Believe it or don't.
What we need nowadays is a child labor law to keep children from working their parents to death.
Believe it or don't.
Once again for the crazy and often dangerous adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, Fly Me to the Goon.
All right, so I'm looking up at this big goon. He lets me get up, and I figure, sure, I could wrap this big lug in the face, and then you'd hear some screaming and see a lot of blood. Mine, because he was big, and I didn't want to feel no more pain and see no more blood, especially mine. So I straightened myself up and I brushed myself off. And I talked to the lug. What's your problem?
I got no problem, Gavetch. It's yous who got him. Stop looking for the map and Big Mac. Wants you out of town by today.
I've had a lot of Big Macs out of town. So McComas is up to his neck in this bloody thing, yes or no?
Where does it say a private eye talks to a giant the way you're doing?
Listen, you don't scare me. Ooh, now you scare me.
If McComas catches you in town by 6 o'clock, you're a dead man.
And if I don't, ooh, don't worry, I will. Well, I walked a little bit to get my head straight. Hey, I'd pulled a coup. Sure, I'd get out of town. First, I'd pick up the pirate. We got the map. Then we'd split, head for the islands, and get the treasure. I arrived back at the apartment, and the pirate was waiting for me. Listen, get yourself ready to split.
Two pizzas and three beers have already beat me to it. What's going on?
Marvin Gaye once asked me that. Ooh, I'm sorry, you give me a straight line, and you give me a shot in the face.
Gee, you know, you look like Don King.
Don King's got spooky gray hair.
Wait till you open that door.
How long will Fido wait till he opens that door? Or will he pass and select the box that Carol is standing in front of? Then again, what if he selects door number 2? Be with us next time when we'll hear Philo say...
Who are you, Monty Hall?
On the further adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of that.
Never get out of that.
Released this week in 1965, Wilson Pickett and In the Midnight Hour, written by Wilson and Steve Cropper. Hey, stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be talking to a resident of Washington, D.C., who claims he lives in such a quiet neighborhood, you can actually hear people whispering for help.
And still to come, the action-packed conclusion of the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Today's Chevrolet and Tough Chevy Trucks. Nothing works like a Chevy truck.
If you think the weather's going to be hot this summer, wait till you meet Holden Snyder. He's young, he's handsome, and his specialty is capturing hearts.
Hey, let's make a date. Just you and me for every weekday this summer. I promise an hour in the afternoon will have you dreaming all night. So come on. You know where to find me.
You'll find Holden on As the World Turns, weekdays at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the tape of Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back. And here's the host of Snoopy Sales Moldioli Show, Snoopy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Hey, I want you all to be here next week for the Moldioli Show because we're going to have some really special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
How about Jamie Lee Curtsey?
Jamie Lee Curtsey.
Uh-huh. Horror movie star who bows every 5 minutes. How about O.J. Simple?
O.J. Simple.
Former football great who can't tie his own shoes.
Oh, that's great.
How about Ed Asma?
Ed Asma.
Uh-huh. Controversial actor who can't stop coughing. And how about Alan Thicket?
Alan Thicket.
That's right. Star of Growing Pains, now doing things behind bushes.
All on this show.
All on this show.
All right.
Put on your pretty red dress.
Clearwater Revival and Green River from 1969. That was one of five number two songs for Creedence. Yeah. Even though they were one of the biggest bands of the late 60s and early 70s, they never had a number one hit. But we've got lots of number ones for you on next week's Moldy Oldie Show, and here's some scenes from next week's show.
On with the action, packed adventure.
It ought to be due any time, Captain.
Yes, it is. And as the plane nears Lake Tahiba.
Gosh.
Yes, Chuck.
Gosh.
Yes, I know what you mean.
By gosh.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Hey, look,
Captain.
Never mind the talk.
He's got a machine gun.
I don't intend to.
That's the craziest story I ever heard. Captain.
Say, that's not a bad suggestion.
Do you really think so?
It will be entirely white for one short week.
Leaping sawfish.
All this Monday's thrill, packed adventure. Same time, same station.
Gosh. What a beauty.
All that and more on next week's Sippy Phil's Moldy Oldie Show. All right, we want to thank you so much for being with us this week, and we hope you'll join us next week at the same time for more Moldy Oldies. So until we see you next time, you have a great week. You take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. Here's a big kiss, everybody. Bye-bye. We'll see you. All right, here we go.
This has been Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies, starring Snoopy Sales, produced by Dan Fermano and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody. Recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere. Rodney Bell is there, Mark Humble and Chip Humble. Snoopy's jingles are performed by the Phantoms. I'm Ray Dariano. Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
1999. Are you done? About a thing. We'll be back next week with all of this. Don't you worry about a thing this week. We'll be back next week with lots more of this. Until we see you next time, gonna give you a great big kiss. Great big kiss. Oh, yeah. Stop a do that. Oh, yeah.